97.9 The Kill, Aaron Keck here with you in the studio, joined this morning and only this morning this week by Victor Lewis, because I'm back.
Yeah, welcome back.
Thank you. And tomorrow we don't have a show, so this is my one day. But I should have taken this day off.
It seems like a slight failure in planning that you committed to be here for literally this one day.
I think I have the day to give, too. Like, I've got this extra day off that I didn't take this. What am I doing here, Victor?
I don't know. I hope you brought something off the cruise, like you brought this pin from Las Vegas that I've been obsessed with for the entire time. There's a lot of things in this world I don't understand, and I don't understand a cardboard pin with the cap cut in half.
Has been playing with this. Okay, so this is a pen that was just in the hotel room at the Link Hotel Casino when we stayed. Link with a Q. Which, more on the link in just a second, by the way. But
this show brought to you by the City of Las Vegas Tourism Board.
But not the link.
And also Brad Bednar.
But not the link, because hang on. But yeah, so I brought that in because it's not a great pen, but it's a pen. It works. One of my cats got to it and clearly ate it.
Oh, yeah. No, it has bite marks.
There's teeth marks all over that, baby. The Link is a fine hotel. We stayed there a couple of years ago. This was pre-pandemic. But the area out front just floods for no reason, which is crazy because it's a desert.
Is there a fountain show?
No.
Or is it just a puddle? It's just a puddle.
It hadn't even rained. Like, there was just gushing water everywhere. And apparently this is just like a thing that they deal with on a regular basis. Like, where does this water even come from? We asked, and then we realized we did not want to know the answer to this question.
Oh, no.
We have no idea.
Oh, okay.
We've been there when it rained and the Link floods in that area. But this particular time, our first experience with this, it had not rained in like a week. It's a desert. It's a dry, but it's a dry heat, except at the Link, which apparently absorbs all of the water of Nevada.
Swamp mode.
And just like puddles it there. Anyway, in lieu of trends, what's your New Year's resolution?
My New Year's resolutions are mostly personally focused. This is going to sound really lame, unfortunately.
This is fine.
I try and live a progressively more ethical life every year that I am alive.
I try and
make better decisions and affect the world around me a little bit better. A couple years ago, my resolution was no more fast food. I spent 365 days, literally zero, at no circumstance. Let me tell you, it was a pain in the butt packing sandwiches for road trips like I was my own mother. But that's now fast food only when it's a necessity. Otherwise, it's still out of my life because that is something that is highly unethical.
I like that. Did you count fast casual in that? Like, did you cheat and go to Chipotle or...
I was choosy with my stuff. Cookout being a local franchise, I allotted myself like a bi-monthly cookout. That's every 2 months, not every...
Yeah.
Like, whatever.
Every couple of months. Yeah,
anyway,
yeah.
My New Year's resolution this year is going to be difficult, and it is no online shopping. Zero.
Ooh.
Online shopping.
I try to avoid online shopping, too. The one thing that I will purchase online on a fairly regular basis is, like, travel. Like, if Brad and I are going somewhere, you buy the plane tickets online. You get the hotel room
things
online.
Things like tickets and stuff.
But, like, going online and buying shoes and things.
Yeah, no,
absolutely.
None of that.
I never do that anyway.
If there is a store I can go to acquire a product, I will do so.
Yep.
And I will also try and avoid the largest stores possible.
Yep.
And go mid-range/small when possible.
Sometimes you need to go to like Best Buy to buy like a big electronic equipment or something like that. Yeah.
There's not Tony's TVs down the street where I can get like a 4K TV if I want to buy
I got your deal here.
I got so many deals on my TVs. Charlie, come on in.
Like, even if there was a Tony's TVs, I would still go to Best Buy just to be sure.
You don't know where Tony's TVs come from all the time.
On the safe side.
But I tell you what, they turn on all the same.
My New Year's resolution is always the same, which is like I've got a list of places that I want to go and things that I want to write. And I'm usually pretty good at going to the places and pretty bad about writing the things. But we'll see this year. We'll see.
I mean, do you have an example of something that you're trying to go or somewhere you're trying to go, a thing you're trying to write?
Oh, you want specifics? All right. You know, on the very bottom of my list of places to go is Beach Creek, Pennsylvania.
Beach Creek, Pennsylvania.
Tiny little town, which is the hometown of Alison Bechdel, the author of Fun Home. And I discovered a couple of years ago that the house from Fun Home is available as like an Airbnb, and it would be crazy to stay the night there. Now, this is in the middle of nowhere, and there's like no other touristy thing around, but I would be interested in doing that. In terms of writing, I've got songs. I want to sit down and finish songs and then like farm them out to people and say, hey, I've got songs. Can you help me record these? Because I have no actual musical talent, but I think these might be good.
Live and Local featuring Aaron Keck, brought to you by Aaron Keck, hosted by Aaron Keck.
It's a whole album and a half.
Do you think I started
Live and Local in the first place, Victor Lewis? It's all coming to fruition in 2023.
I look forward to signing to your homegrown record label.